We've just caught up with music director Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Yannick, it's great to have you back.
It's great to be back.
And this is a really exciting program with new work and established work.
Yes, I wanted this year to show two things. One is that we, as a Philadelphia Orchestra, are still very actively commissioning composers to have additions to our repertoire, which represent us now, and which falls into the tradition, of course, of the Philadelphia sound, enriching itself by championing new music. And the other aspect of this program is obviously the fact that it's choral and vocal and community-oriented. I've been doing a lot of vocal choral music for the past 5 years with the orchestra. And this is the first time we have a newly commissioned piece for choir and orchestra. And this is very exciting. And also community, because I think Hannibal is an extraordinary musician in America and in the world. And he is his music and his philosophy is very much about uniting people together with different backgrounds and different, sometimes you think they have different aspirations in life, but actually, like the beautiful title says, one land, one river, one people.
And this is the third major work by Hannibal that the orchestra has performed, the second commission. Hannibal is a jazz trumpeter as well as a composer. How do the jazz elements affect the Philadelphia sound? Did you take a different approach?
I mean, I don't want to make too bold statements, but I would say that jazz is part of American music, any American music, actually, the same way as other kinds of even folklore can be important to Sibelius's music, transformed at a certain form. And in Copland, we also have the jazzy rhythms, which are not jazz properly, but which are somehow connected at the roots. It's the different branches of the same tree. And Hannibal is thinking about text, about message. It's very important to know that he's also writing the text himself. And therefore, his music is not so much jazz in terms of harmonies or in terms of rhythm, but this time more about getting the vocal line to send a message which immediately gets us in a certain emotion and we can receive the message better. And I would say his music doesn't fall in any category. It's just outside the norm, like he is. And this is the beauty of music like this, is that actually it's not, we cannot put it in a small box, or as the British say, we cannot pigeonhole it. We actually have to embrace it as music with a capital M that belongs to everyone and is beyond any classification.
It's an exciting combination this season of having premieres or works that the Philadelphia Orchestra has premiered in the past and commissioning this exciting new music for the future.
I think anything that is now a tradition in the music world in general, but especially here in Philadelphia, my goal is always still that people remember that what feels like a very well-known piece feels like something the orchestra has done a lot, or something that we feel we know about, was relatively recently something new and groundbreaking. And we have to stop maybe opposing both the well-known and the unknown. I think the unknown is what keeps it alive, but the unknown is possible only if we also blend it with the better known. And the better known becomes predictable if it's not linked to the new. So we are the center between the old and the new, and this is the message of this season, basically.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Yannick Nezet-Séguin.
Thank you, Susan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.